This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com, and you can join their team. Running the three-man show today with Bish out today. It's Cakes, EB, and JP. We said we were extending open line Thursday. We can sprinkle in some more calls. 800-636-1067. Your chance to steer the show. A week from now, the football talk's going to ramp up.
Love it. Can't wait.
We're going to be here all the time.
Very excited about that.
Well, one thing we can set aside before we bang out a couple of these calls... the Trey Amos deal has the second rounders are starting to lock in.
Yep. He signed, so he signed his deal.
And I never really thought it would be a deal, but you know, he hadn't signed and a bunch of them hadn't signed, but now they're starting to trickle in. You wonder with TJ Watt having settled his situation, even though it's a totally different situation, could that affect Terry and some of the other veterans that are holding out? Especially when, I mean, didn't I see that TJ got like, the most ever for a person at his position.
Most ever. Well, he's right now the highest paid player in the league, non-quarterback.
Right. So
more than Ja'Marr Chase.
I mean, clearly, whatever he did worked. Now, I'm sure he compromised on some level, but you know, the holdout seemed to work for him. Yeah. So, I mean, let's do Terry right and get this deal done. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Let's go to Matt in Mechanicsville. Matt, what's up, buddy?
How you doing, EB?
Hey, doing great.
I have a running theory regarding the Terry contract. Now, it's a little out there, but I feel it's maybe a possibility. I think the deal has been done maybe for a week or two, and it started with maybe just three people knowing about it. You know, AP, Terry, maybe Magic, Josh Harris. You tell one person a day. Right, because AP loves to run a tight ship. Nothing really seems to leak from there. And then that way you can squeeze out any rat.
So you think they're doing this? This is all a big ruse to try to figure out who the leakers are.
Yes. Yes.
Now, listen, they might do that for something else.
And then something leaks to the media.
So you're saying Terry was acting then when he was showing.
Yeah. He's there shooting a commercial. He's got, you know, getting extra practice time in.
Well, then he's an Oscar award level actor.
Can't do it.
He seemed pretty at odds with the franchise.
Again, seemed very genuine.
Yeah. That's a bridge too far.
Okay? Yeah, I can't.
I don't doubt that they might leak something, you know, to try to see who's leaking it, and, you know, whatever, but not in this instance.
No.
That was Terry McLaurin genuinely frustrated and essentially pissed off.
By the way, just to get back to TJ Watt for a second, to show you how the salaries have exploded in the NFL in the last five or 10 years, there's a side-by-side with his brother, JJ Watt, who in 12 years earned $129.7 million, which is a huge amount of money. But TJ Watt's extension is 3 years, $123 million. So his extension alone is nearly the same amount that his brother made in a dozen years.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
In the NFL.
Well,
it's crazy.
Who is going to end up putting up bigger numbers when it's all said and done? Because he was, wasn't he borderline an afterthought when he was drafted? Like, nobody really thought he was going to be the player he was.
I think TJ Watt's going to have way more sacks than JJ when it's all said and done.
Was it? But where was TJ drafted?
I want to say he was like maybe a second or third rounder.
Right? He was almost like an afterthought.
I'll check his draft position.
Relatively speaking. And now he's putting up these monster numbers. It's just incredible.
So first round pick.
Oh, he was. Okay. 30th. Okay. He's 30th in the 2017 draft. I thought he was a second rounder for some reason.
I want to just, speaking of the NFL.
He's got 108 sacks. How much did JJ end up with? JJ won defensive player of the year 3 times.
Yeah, that's hard to beat.
He ended up with, 114. So yeah, TJ should surpass him fairly soon.
So I ran into our buddy George Atala the other day. I always run into George. George used to be work with the NFLPA. He was D. Smith's right-hand man. And I would usually run into him, you know, at swim meets, that kind of thing. And I ran into him there at a swim meet a couple weeks ago. And I just checked in with him. And he's like, yeah, doing my own thing, starting his own company, whatever. And he just briefly mentioned, I was like, yeah, what's, you know, He mentioned that the NFLPA was under some sort of duress, under fire. Mm-hmm. You know, this morning I read the guy's already stepped down. The new guy, whatever his name is, Lloyd Howell, has already stepped down for all this controversy. He was telling me some controversies that I'm not even going to mention because it's not even mentioned in this article. So I'm not going to bring it up. But he has resigned. He says that he's become a distraction, and there, you know. A lot of allegations, but I just know that my buddy, close friend, D. Smith, was in charge of that NFLPA for I don't know how many years, over 10 years.
Long time.
And people took shots at him at all these times. And look at the salaries these guys are signing for.
Yeah.
Look at the guaranteed money these guys are playing for. Look at the TV contracts, the internet stuff. Look at all that he presided over. And people were trying to take him down. There were hit pieces written about D all the time. And, you know, eventually D had had enough. This guy didn't even last 2 years.
D has a new book.
D, of course, has a new book.
So I think you can pre-order.
Yes, and he invited me to his book release party, and I got to respond to him that I'm out of town that day.
When is it?
I'd have to look at the invitation again. But, yeah, so his book's coming out, and I know I'm sure he's only telling 1/10 of all the
I'm sure he
stories
has so many
that he
amazing
knows.
Stories.
I read one of the reviews, and they said that he actually does.
Well, no, he takes some shots at Aaron Rodgers. You know, he takes some shots at
Goodell.
I don't know if he takes shots at Kraft because I know he liked Bob. But yeah, I just want to defend my guy D, who you know presided over that with integrity and honor. And he was just attacked relentlessly for years and years and years. And his successor doesn't even last 2 years before he has to resign in scandal.
When that guy is working as a consultant to the Carlyle Group, which is trying to get NFL minority shares to buy shares in teams, you can't be associated with them if you're representing the players' union.
Right. And I think
it's a huge conflict of interest.
I think he did that and he didn't divulge that, right?
Yeah,
that was one thing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on with that guy. Anyway, just want to defend my guy.
Well, we are going to be talking more football next week, and I was just checking the dates. Today's the day when the rookies report, and then Tuesday is when the veterans report, and then a week from Sunday is the first open practice. They only have 6, which has garnered some controversy, where they're open to the public 6 times with a couple of season ticket events. Instead of having open practice day after day after day, but
because
because
we don't have the rights, right? Another radio station has the rights to the games. They wouldn't let us broadcast from there, right? Is that correct? Is that the assumption?
I know that JP Finley for years has broadcast like from the parking lot, like from the bed of his truck.
No, they broadcast from there.
So now we would be allowed potentially. I think it would be worth it. I know it's a pain in the ass.
I think the last time we were at training camp, which is years ago, we didn't have the rights.
But did we broadcast from there?
Yeah. I think the last time we did a broadcast from training camp, Terry McLaurin was a rookie. I remember him sitting down with us.
I remember interviewing Kerrigan. But
the problem is they're not allowed. I don't think they're allowed to be on the field.
Yeah.
They have to be in a back room somewhere. Mm-hmm.
It still might be. Listen, maybe. I just think we need to be there at least for one day. I'm willing to sacrifice a tea time. Big sacrifice.
That's a big give back.
I'm willing to sacrifice the tee time.
Oh, well, you're out there. You can go play 1757 afterwards.
You just play a different spot.
I suppose. It's
hang out with Mike Marr's mom.
The problem is being out there four times a week for volleyball, it's such a pain in the ass to get back at a decent hour. You know, it's brutal. It almost rules out golf unless you do dinner.
I mean, hard knock life.
Do you hear yourself?
I know.
What?
You just have a charmed life. You just complain about, free golf.
I didn't say free.
Hanging out with that athlete.
But I didn't say free. But yeah, who wants to sit in traffic?
Nobody.
Normal people can't. I mean, I'm a regular person. We all have the same complaints. Traffic. Sitting in traffic.
It's amazing how your life has revolved around golf. Like you,
it's your fault, Valdez. Did you cure him?
I did. I fixed his back pain.
He helped me a little bit. The other thing that's really helped me is the learning that a lot of my back pain now is associated with hip flexion.
Are you his Dr. Sarno? Is that the name?
Yeah, Dr. Sarno.
he helped me get through his round, but then I learned about post round maintenance. Maintenance, I got to stretch my hip flexors every night.
He found a course that he could chip at for an hour while his wife waited in the car.
Right.
What else are we going to do?
I don't know.
Go visit a waterfall? Not doing that.
I know you don't want to chase them.
No, can't do that either.
Not chasing a waterfall, not looking for one. If I drive by one on a bridge, I'll roll down the window. You could take a picture with your phone. That's about the extent of my interest. Do you have interest? Do you like hiking?
In a waterfall?
Yeah, do you like hiking?
I mean, we went to see a waterfall in Costa Rica. It was fine, but at the end of the day, I was like, yeah. A little overrated.
No, but if I had kids I was visiting that were 5 hours away and they suggested that, I would probably not putt balls and go do it and go see the waterfall.
You'd participate.
I'd participate.
I participated with them with other things. We went and got ice cream, that kind of stuff.
Ooh, what flavor?
Well, I like the sweet frog type stuff.
Okay. You like putting gummy bears and everything else?
Like,
who doesn't love that? Yeah.
I guess that's Froyo.
You're a Froyo guy.
The Froyo guy.
Yeah.
I put Hershey, Oreo cookie, crumbled cookies.
Delicious.
I like fudge.
Yep.
I like the Reese's peanut butter, crumbled peanut butter cups.
Yep.
I really like cherries.
Okay.
So I put a bunch of cherries in there and then
whipped cream.
Ton of whipped cream.
Delicious.
Like the whipped cream is like this. It's almost embarrassing.
So great.
When I hand the cup to the lady and she has to weigh it. And
then she's like, this will be $18.50
exactly.
For all this crap you put on top of your
froyo.
So
that's my go-to. Their go-to is some mom and pop ice cream place. Not into it.
I couldn't believe the price that I spent last week when I got a burger.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say the name of the spot.
Yeah.
I got a burger, fries, and a soda. That's it.
I think I know the spot you're talking about. It was probably...
It's in Rio, I'll say that.
$18.50.
I think it was 19-something.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe it.
That's standard operating procedure.
I got a hack for you. Saw this yesterday on my reel.
No, it was silly.
I'm sure it was good.
It was really good, but $19?
Everybody here likes to occasionally go to Chipotle,
sure.
Right? I know that Mar does. So this clip went viral, had something like...
Got 70, a life hack.
Had like 70,000 likes or whatever. Guy goes in, he orders a soft taco to go. Why are you shaking your head?
It's just so nubs. I saw the same video you're talking about.
Have you seen it, Valdez? Yeah. Or Drab? Soft taco to go. So I guess you put a little soft taco down there. So to go, and you just put it in the freaking burrito container.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes, what would you like? And he goes, a little rice. He goes, you put a little more rice? He puts more. And then beans. He goes, yeah, he puts a scoop of beans. And he goes,
burrito.
You put a little more beans? So he puts two. So he
burrito.
Doubles up on everything. By the end of it, he's got a full-blown burrito in there. Because he just keeps burrito. Asking for extra, and then it's $4.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive.
Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
$4.
So instead of 10 or 11. Great.
Yeah.
So you just get charged for a soft taco?
Yes. And he just loads it up.
Yeah, but wouldn't you feel nubs?
Yeah, that dude has no shame. Yeah, I mean, literally every single topping, he's like, can I get a little more, please? Yeah, like, just a little bit more.
Yeah.
No shame. Now, see, when I go, you know, I pay for the full experience. I'm getting the regular bowl. But yeah, I mean, let's get extra rice. Let's get extra this. You know, I'm not doing every single one.
No, he asked for it. The only thing when I go to Cava, the only thing I ask for extra, because they can't wait to get through all these places. They're all the same. They want to get through the line. So you say, can I get a little feta? They'll just put a little scoop. Throw it on, and then they barely put anything, right? They put like three little feta things in there. They go, no.
You need your extra cheese.
Can I put a full scoop? No, the only thing I ask for a full, and I multiple scoops, olives.
I like me some olives.
I need multiple scoops of the olives, and then I need lemon.
Tahini? Lemon tahini?
Lemon herb tahini.
Yeah.
Spray it on there, whatever, squirt it on there, and I also need one to go.
Kalamata olives.
Because I never have enough. Lemon herb tahini. Silly.
The new trend,
I think I like
Chipotle.
Their yogurt dill or whatever it is.
What?
The new trend at Chipotle that you guys should be trying is get a side of sour cream and a side of vinaigrette dressing. It's what they use for their salads. And then you mix those together. And that's what you dip the chips in. Mm. Elite.
Better. Okay. It's not better than the cheese.
It's not better than queso.
It's gas. Mm. Just try it for yourself. You know,
you're
give
not
it a college
a queso
try.
Guy?
No, I get queso. I get queso when I go to Moe's. Chipotle's queso is below me.
They did change it, but I got used to it. I didn't like it at first.
Drab used to be the mayor of Moe's. I think he's relinquished that crown.
I'd take that crown back if they would give it to me.
Well, didn't they give you like a free year service or something?
I got
food?
A free home wrecker burrito, which is like their top burrito every day for a year.
How did you get that? You did a commercial or something? Or?
No, I went on Big O and Duke's and I said, I like Moe's.
And somebody hooked him up.
Franchisees got sliced. Yeah.
Burrito.
Right by my house and hooked me up.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So good. So good.
It's got no people.
I'm a Habit burger guy along with cakes.
So good.
I'm a Pupitella guy.
I'm a Pupitella too.
Fan of all of those.
I'm a Lido guy.
We're just hitting Lido. All at once.
Lido. Yeah.
We'll just keep going.
I am a Cava guy. I'm not going to lie. Cava's my. I mean, I go to Cava once a week. Once a week. The blueberry soda.
That sounds delicious.
Oh, my God.
I go to about five or six places once a week.
If I go to Cava and the blueberry soda is out,
mm-hmm.
I want a firebomb.
You want a riot.
It's the whole reason why I go.
Right. It's the hook.
Yeah, that's the hook for me.
Yeah.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. We got our weekend parlay coming up later this hour. Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post at 8:45, all right here on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.